Hello and welcome to the True Self Podcast. I'm your host, Krista. Hope that everyone had a great week so far. Today, I'd like to share with you all a very exciting topic, and it's one of the nuggets of information that has came into my life several years ago, but recently I have started to use it more in my daily life. And, you know, I've learned that sometimes in our journeys, our spiritual journeys, information or books or people or something someone said, it may come to you at one point and you're not consciously aware that it could be helpful. But I know that the universe always sends it back to you at the right moment when it is most needed. And this is most certainly the case for me in what I am going to share for you today. Today, we're going to be discussing the heart, and more specifically, what is heart coherence and why it is important to me, you, everyone. And I'm going to preface this discussion with my experience with the heart through my work through the healing arts. I think that I may have mentioned before that I have I've been doing the healing arts for a couple of years, probably about 6 or 7 years, you know, doing Reiki or some form of Reiki. And what I have noted every time that I've had, let's say, a session with someone, the majority of energetic blockages within most people reside within our heart. And I've even noticed that on myself. Whenever I started doing self-healing work, using the, you know, like Reiki or whatever, I would notice that most of my energy blockages were in my heart space. And you know what? It turned out to be that way for a lot of other people. I would say 99% of the people I've ever worked with. And I've learned that the heart has this intelligence, and it keeps within it the emotional energy, whether that is good or bad, or good or bad from all of our life experiences, especially the notable ones. So I think that there was a podcast where I talked about energy blockages and like emotional trauma, for example, and those kind of things can become trapped within the heart chakra. Likewise, if you have a beautiful experience, that beautiful memory and the emotions attached to it also reside in your heart. And I also know that on a daily basis, people can close or they can open their heart center. And a lot of times it's done kind of like on an autopilot mode, and we don't really realize that we're closing our heart. And I've seen this in myself and those people that I love where, you know, if someone or something happens, it triggers a false self reaction. Let's just say I get offended or I'm angry. Heart closes. It immediately closes the heart center. And what happens when this occurs, the false self kind of steps in. And you know, if we're not as empathetic to people, we experience this lack of willingness to forgive. We want to just like sometimes pull ourselves into a ball and get away from everyone and everything. Another one is we have a lot of difficulty in relationships or certain relationships when the heart chakra is closed. And a lot of times these can just be triggers from past events. Let's say if you're having a difficult time in a relationship, that could be what we call a heart wound or a heart blockage from a previous experience that you've had in your life. Because all of those memories, they are stored within us and the emotions that we experience. So if you really think about it and let it sink in, and I have firsthand witnessed this myself, through my experiences, through the energetic healings, all of the stuff that we've ever had in our life, especially the notable things, all of those emotions and those experiences are in the heart. So can you imagine how important the heart is? So when our heart is open, we feel love, we feel compassion, we feel kindness, we feel kinship, we feel the oneness with all things, right? And I'm sure based off of that description, you're thinking to yourself, well, I want my heart to be open. How can I open up my heart all the time? And it's not as easy as we would all think. Our false self, when not truly managed or recognized, causes us to close our heart more often than we would ever even imagine. That's why a lot of people just live out their lives on this sort of autopilot of the false self, and they never go deeper. They never go into the heart and figure out what's going on, connect with it. They don't do the mindfulness. They don't do the meditation and all of these things. But when you do these techniques and you learn to tap into the power of your heart and learn how to keep it open, miraculous things happen in your life. So, in addition, the heart links what we will call the upper and lower energy centers. Now, in a previous podcast, I think it was something called like Everything You Need to Know About Energy, I briefly touched upon the different energy centers. There are seven of them, seven main chakras, right? And we have lower chakras and we have upper chakras. And our heart is the one that connects both of those things together. The lower chakras being our primal instincts and the upper energy centers being our spiritual and our oneness connection centers. So when the heart is closed, we're not utilizing those upper energy centers. Instead, we start to live out in those lower, more primal centers, right? Where you get a lot of fear, you get a lot of self-worth issues, you get a lot of, you know, all the things that we don't want, right? We, in an ideal world, we want all centers to be open, most notably the heart, right? And we want them all to be free and clear of junk. So just like by using mindfulness, we become more present, heart coherence means activating the power of the heart in the moment, not to only link up and light up your lower and upper energy centers, but to access this infinite intelligence of the heart. Because, like I said before, deep within each of us, the heart knows our story. It stores those emotional memories of you. This is both the good, the bad, the neutral. And within the story of you, it knows the answer to any problem you face in your life. And not only does it know everything about us, but it also links us to the intelligent infinity of the universe itself and the unconditional love that is all around us, just waiting for us to open our hearts so that we can receive and give that love and connect to everything. So last podcast, I spoke of a technique I use called heart math. And I'm going to link the information below in the podcast description. But basically, this is a deeply researched scientific method on how to achieve coherence in your heart. And there is research on how it lowers stress hormones, it can raise anti-aging hormones, it can improve your heart rate for maximum longevity, maintain emotional clarity, and there is more and more and more. All kinds of good stuff comes out of this institute. It's called the Heart Math Institute. So I'm going to share with you today, to end our podcast, one of their techniques to use whenever you encounter a situation where your heart is closed or about to close. And again, you can detect if your heart is closed or you're about to close by, you know, identifying that false self. Because if that false self is stepping in and you start to jump on the wheel of karma of the false self, your heart is closed. So this would be a great technique to use if that happens. So they call it freeze frame. And I think that this comes from the idea that we're all living out this movie of our life, right? And what if we had a opportunity to just say freeze, and we just took a second to connect with our heart? And there's 5 steps to freeze frame. All right, so here goes the 5 steps. First, recognize the stressful feeling and freeze frame it. Take a time out. So in life, we all encounter these situations where, you know, we are getting upset about something, we're getting stressed about something. It's important to bring that awareness of the false self and to just say, time out, right? So that's number one, just time out. Let's freeze this. And number two is make a sincere effort to shift your focus away from the racing mind or disturbed emotions to the area of your heart. Pretending you're breathing through your heart and help focus your energy in this area. Keep your focus there for at least 10 seconds or more. So what you can do is you can take a moment out. Maybe you need to step away, or maybe you can't step away, and you just do some breathing techniques for 10 seconds or more, right? And you just breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. And as you're doing that, focus in on your heart. One way, if you're having a difficult time focusing in on the heart, what you need to do is just maybe place your hand on your heart, right? Our hands carry an electromagnetic field themselves. And by just placing your hand on your heart, you are connecting to your heart center. So the third step of freeze frame is to recall a positive, fun feeling or time you had in your life and try to re-experience it. So this kind of goes back to what I was talking about before, that all of these emotional memories of us and everything that's ever happened into our lives, especially these significant ones, you know, they are all stored in there. So what they're saying is to go deep and to access that feel good feeling, right? That good memory. I know for me, an example, when I'm using freeze frame, I often will think of the birth of my son, and I will see his little eyes looking at me and me holding him for the first time. This could be a moment when someone, you know, your husband proposed to you. It could be one night that you had the time of your life with a friend and you laughed all night. Anything that you can recall that brings up that emotion within you and completely re-experience it. So when I say re-experience it, when I'm going through this, I will try to use my 5 senses and go back to that place where I have just given birth to this baby and I am looking at this baby into his eyes. And I am holding him in my arms and I am feeling the love that I felt at that moment. Oh my gosh, just describing it to you guys, I could just like my eyes are welling up with tears because it is a beautiful memory and you have your own beautiful memories. Number 4, using your intuition, common sense, and sincerity, ask your heart, what would be a more efficient response to the situation, one that would minimize future stress. So, I sincerely believe, and I have witnessed this firsthand myself, that the heart knows all the answers. You are your own best guru. You don't need anybody else to come and tell you that, you know, this is what you should do. You know what you should do. right? And when you step into the true self and you access that power of the heart, and the heart is connecting to the infinite intelligence of the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, when it is in true love and it is unconditional and it is positive, then your heart will know the answer to your problem. And number five is just to listen to what your heart says to that question. And it's an effective way to put your reactive mind on emotions and check an in-house a source of common sense solutions. So the heart will, you know, when you access that level of you and you calm down from a situation and you access that love and the intelligence and the intuition that you have inherently, you're going to come up with great answers. You can even write them down. You can, kind of go through in your head and just take a moment to just keep on breathing and feel the solutions coming about on how you can handle the situation in a different way. If the situation was something like, I was angry about something and I did a timeout and I pulled in and I thought about my experience with my son, and then I asked my heart to give me a more efficient response to the situation, and then I listened to my heart. Do you think I'd be as angry as I was? The answer is no. The answer is that things, when you tap into that intelligent heart, you can start to see the false self for what it is. And that things that we get upset about, it doesn't really matter, honestly. I mean, I think that when you are stepping into the true self and you're really living that authentic life in the heart space, things that matter, just that used to matter, they just don't matter as much anymore. So I'm just going to restate the five steps, and then we'll close out the podcast, guys. So number one, recognize the stressful feeling and freeze frame it. Do a time out. Number two, make a sincere effort to shift your focus away from the racing mind or disturbed emotions and go to the heart. Number three, recall a positive, fun feeling or time you had in your life and try to re-experience every moment of it. Number four, using your intuition, common sense, or your sincerity, ask your heart, what would be the most efficient response to this situation, one that would minimize future stress? And number five, listen to what your heart says to that question and really look for those common sense solutions. I hope that you guys enjoyed this short podcast on heart coherence. I am certainly using this a lot in my life, and I believe that it could help you as well. And I hope that you have a beautiful and blessed week. Until next time.